Here we are in Maidavale. We were expecting a jingle there. It didn't happen, but one of these days it probably will. If they think they've got it bad, you know, rowing all that way, sleeping for only 2 hours at a time, wait till you get to my age, then you're waking yourself up snoring every 2 hours. And Sir Elton John, of course, is a much younger man. He's here with me in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Actually, I'm a much older man than you, Ken.
Well, I was Ken, trying to be polite.
But we weren't, you know, I think our combined age is 134.
Well, I think we look very good at 134.
Well, yeah, not so bad. it takes me 3 hours to get decent in the ready. I had to get up at 4 o'clock today to get, you know, it's presentable to come to you this morning, all the way from Windsor.
Well, you're looking lovely, if I may say so.
Thank you,
morning.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. The Mutual Admiration Society is now finished. You're going to sing for us later on. It's such a delight to have you on the show, because we're all massive fans, as you
must know. Actually, it's so much fun. We've just been rehearsing in this great room at Maidavale Studios, and it's been, it sounds great, and it's nice to be able to play live on a programme instead of just coming in and doing an interview. So we're all very stoked. We haven't played this early in the morning for a long time, but we're ready. I can tell you we're ready.
Good. And you've got your old friends in the band, the longest standing
Nigel
musicians.
Olsen on drums, Davey Johnson on guitar, and Matt Bissonette bass, Kim Bullard on keyboards, and John Mahon on vocals and percussion. Yes, they've been with me for a long time, especially David and Nigel.
Yeah, and they're such fine musicians, and they've worked all over the world in every sort of genre, but they've come back to you.
But we've never done a Seaside special.
No!
No, not yet.
BBC One will sort that out for
you next
please, year.
Yes. Yeah. They should bring that back, by the way.
You think so?
I think Ant and Dec need another exposure, don't they?
Oh, no.
It's about their level, I would say.
They're being hired by the big internet companies, so they're saying this morning.
Oh, really?
They're going to jump ship. They haven't offered me anything yet. Well, they have offered me, you know, to row across the Pacific. However, Elton, we are looking forward to it. Are we going to get new stuff? I mean, because the new album, I think, is just lovely. It's you at your very best.
Well, I wanted to make a joyous record. The last record was a very intimate record and a very piano-based record, and this one I wanted to make a record with the band and make it upbeat, lyrically and musically. I wanted to be able to play the songs on stage, because the last album, I couldn't really play the songs in arenas. So I wanted to write songs that I could actually play in the places we actually play the most, which is in arenas. So I'm very happy with it. It's very up, and it's very hard for me to write up songs. As a piano player, I usually write very miserable songs. That's the easiest way to write songs. But this one was, I think I'm in a good place in my life, and so was Bernie Taupin, who writes the lyrics. And it was planned, and sometimes planning doesn't often turn out to be the way it should, but it all came together in the studio, and it was done very quickly, and that's how I wanted it to be. And it's a fun record.
Great. And we'll hear some of the old ones as well. You'll play a couple of those.
Oh, you will, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Old Lang Syne.
Yeah, we'll all link arms. That'll be lovely. Fantastic. And then we'll have a little talk of whiskey at the end, maybe. But well, I will anyway. Elton, thank you so much. We're looking forward hugely to hearing you play. The Radio 2 audience, you know how much they adore you.
You haven't had a big pianist on since Winifred Atwell, have you?
That's right, yes. 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 Playing the Black and White Rag. That was fantastic. Elton,
it's great to be here. I hope everyone enjoys it.
You're
thanks, Ken.
Fantastic, man. Thank you so much. And we'll hear Sir Elton John playing live in just about half an hour. Is Popmaster. And now, from this tiny studio at the back end of Maidavale, we are popping to the big studio, Maidavale 3, and waiting there for us, we hope, and everything's working. Sir Elton John, are you hearing us?
Yeah.
Oh, good. That's great. That's a start. I hope you did well in Popmaster there, Elton,
did
you?
I did, but I got Buffy Summary right.
Oh, you did? Of course you would. Lovely. Well, we've been waiting so long to hear you, so please, let's hear live music from our Maidavale studios from Sir Elton John.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful stuff. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you, band. Wonderful. All in great form. Elton, you're in fine voice this morning.
Thank you very much.
Fabulous stuff. That's from the new album, of course. When you did the album, it was more or less as live, wasn't it? It was all live.
I mean, most of everything was two takes. That was a couple of takes. Wonderful Crazy Night, which we're doing later, was one take. And we learnt the songs as I wrote them. I wrote the song, then the band would come in and write the chords down and play it along with me, and then we go in and record it. When you've got musicians as good as this, it's easy.
Well, and aren't they fabulous? They're a fantastic band. Big round of applause for the band.
Yeah, baby.
Okay. And drinking tea, I see Davey's drinking tea there. That's lovely to
see. We do have a Scottish member, yes.
Yes, I know.
A member, a Scottish member.
There's a hit there somewhere.
Can I just say hello to my Auntie Wynne in Ruislip? I love you very much. Thank you.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. And everybody, you're supposed to say,
and my Uncle
else,
Bob.
Everybody else who knows me. Yeah. That's the traditional finish to that. But I'm sure one or two people do know you. You're going to do some of the other songs from the new album. And things like Blue Wonderful, that's a song that you feel as if you've known all your life, just after a couple of hearings.
It's a very similar kind of song to Tiny Dancer in a way. It's very California sounding. And as soon as I wrote it, it was the first song I wrote for the album. I love the title of the song, and I write melodies to a lyric. So when I saw the lyric, I went, that's a good one to start with, Blue Wonderful. And it came together, and I really love that song a lot. And I think that's the song that if somebody's going to sell the album, it's going to be that song.
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful song, lovely song. Bernie, whose lyrics we all know and love over the years, his stuff is almost poetic, really, isn't it? I mean, it could stand alone without the music in many cases.
Well, that's the thing. When I look at a lyric, a little movie comes into my mind, and he's a storyteller, Ken. And so when you've got a story that on a page, and it's kind of immediately forms a little video inside your head, you kind of know which direction the song's going to go in. So, and it's always a surprise. I've always been surprised by what he's written. And we don't write in the same room. So from the day one, 49 years ago, when we started writing, it's never changed. He gives me a lyric, I go away and I write it, and I come back and play it to him. And the excitement has never dimmed in those 49 years. He's never said he didn't like anything, although I'm sure there are a couple of songs he wasn't that keen on, but he's got very sweet manners, and I love him dearly. And he's, it's just a lovely, fresh relationship. And after 49 years, and you can say that, that's amazing.
It is absolutely astounding that after so many years, it's still working and still coming up with brand new, fresh stuff.
Yeah.
It's fabulous. Here's a rather older song next, I think, though.
Yeah, this is one that I wrote in 1970, Ken.
But it's a song that means so much to so many people. Sir Elton John.
This is your song.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no, or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. This is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind. Hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. Says, oh, they've got me.
in the world. I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I'm putting down in words how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
Just magical. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Elton. I'm back through in the studio, but Elton and the guys are in the big main music studio. We'll be back there in just a moment or two, just after the 11 o'clock news. But wasn't that a magical, fresh minted version of your song? A song you know so well, and yet coming up absolutely almost a new song there. Absolutely lovely. Sir Elton John singing live for us this morning.
There's so much to BBC Radio.
Today, 3rd of February 2016, equally memorable, equally historic, Sir Elton John in the studio. It's lovely to have you here.
It's a wonderful room, this. I don't know why it doesn't get used more. It's just got magic in this room. It's old, and it's kind of falling to pieces, but that's the great thing about it. It's a wonderful place to do a little show here.
I was very pleased that when you said it's old and kind of falling to pieces, you didn't look directly at me at the time. Yeah. That's very kind of you. Thank you very much indeed. Please do sing one more song for us. What will it be?
This is going to be called Blue Wonderful.
Oh, it's the best song, in my view. Here it is, Blue Wonderful. Sir Elton John.
Every breath is a prayer of some kind. I breathe in, I breathe out, I just breathe. And you're so well blue, wonderful to me. Like swimming in your eyes, I dive in, I dive deep, I just swim and lose myself in you. Yesterday the someone else's song, the 65th of the time long ago, long before you came. Blue wonderful, the blue wonderful I know. Age is something I just left behind, in the past far away used to be. With your friends and my blue wonderful to me. Go where you are, when you want to. Blue wonderful.
an absolutely lovely song, Blue Wonderful, and as I was saying earlier on, you feel as if you've known it all your life. Lead single from the album, Wonderful Crazy Night, the new album.
Yep.
Which is a delight all the way through.
Thank you very much. Comes out on Friday.
Top form. You're on top form, absolutely. Let me ask, can I ask you about when you've been working on the musicals that we now know you for so much, right. Lion King, and Billy Elliot as well. Is that a different process? Do you sort of think, I need a big, this type of song for this part of the plot?
No, really. With The Lion King and Aida, I wrote with Tim Rice. With Billy Elliot, I wrote with Lee Hall, who wrote the book and the film. And they wrote the lyrics, and it's the same process. I get the lyrics first, and then I write the songs. And the thing about writing a musical, Ken, is that you have a start and a finish. So that's where you start. You start with the first song and then the last song, and you write the ones in between because you know what's coming next. And then, of course, it all gets altered around, and songs make it and some don't, and then you have to change songs because, it's a work in progress all the time. But it fascinates me because it's easier than writing an album because you know what you're writing, the characters you're writing for, and you know what the scene's going to be. So when you're writing an album, the songs are pretty, they're pretty different lyrics, and trying to get them into 12 songs or 10 songs that go together very well is very difficult. A musical, you have a story. So you're writing to a story, and I find that really much easier than writing an album.
Right. But when you go and see the eventual result, the film in the case of The Lion King, the stage show for Billy Elliot, when the songs come in, does it seem as if the song has been taken from you in a way? It's been taken somewhere else?
Yes, in that's why you write musicals. You know, I hand it over to the musical director, and I do the demos, and the band play on the demos, and the demos are like studio quality demos, and then they transform into something else. And the musical director makes it into a Broadway show. Or an English show, whatever, a London show. So you have to learn to let go of it. And usually I've been so lucky with the musical directors I've worked with, and they've taken the songs and they've kind of molded into the shape of a musical. And it's kind of interesting to see how the original ideas get changed, but I don't mind that. You know, you're working as a team, and you have to respect that. And I've never had a problem with what any of the musical directors have done with any of the songs.
But you must have known when Circle of Life, you finished that.
It's the most nerve-wracking experience sitting there watching a musical that you've written because you have no control over it. Mm. When I play on stage or I'm in the studio, I'm in total control. But then you're just up to the performers and up to the singers on stage and the actors and actresses to get your point across. And so it's kind of nerve-wracking. But it's kind of worth it in the end. Even the songs... And we wrote one musical called Vampire Lestat, which wasn't a success, but I really thought that was our best music. Bernie Taupin and I wrote that one, but it wasn't a success. You don't know what's going to... It's timing, it's... it's a crapshoot, but it's interesting, and it's much more nerve-wracking than putting out a record.
Well, I would never have expected that, so I've learned something today. Thank you. The Rocket Man still has it, says Terry from Hilperton. Can't wait for Long Leet this summer.
Yeah.
That's going to be a big, big moment for you. Tell Elton that we met... This is a lady called Autumn, who lives in Pontefract. She says, we met on eltonjohn.com. We were married 4.5 years ago. To our knowledge, we were the only people to have met and married as a result of the forum that was on that site. The details of our wedding were even featured on the site at the time. I came over from the States, but weren't for Elton and his website, we would never have met.
Wow, that's so sweet. That's lovely.
And so many people have, you know, been married and had great moments to your music, like your song. We've got one of the very best songs ever written. Says this writer, no name given, but so glad to have grown up with the music of Elton John and Bernie Taupin.
Did she say grown up or thrown up? the thing is, when you write songs, you just hope they connect with somebody and they become part of your lives, or their lives. There are so many songs in my life that, of course, other people have written and recorded that are so important to me and, you know, remind me of certain times of my life. As a songwriter, that's what you try and do, and you're trying to make someone like your song and make it a memory for their life. That's all I can do. And if it works like that and people meet through on the website and get married and are very happy, then that's, you know, what better than that?
Exactly, exactly. Here's another song.
Good old Pontefract, that's what I say.
It's a great place, isn't it? The cakes are lovely. Another song that a lot of people will, got married to, got met up to and done other things to, no doubt. It's Rocket Man this time.
Yep.
We're looking forward to it. Sir Elton John, ladies and gentlemen.
She packed my bags last night pre-flight. 0:09 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a cat by then. I miss the earth so much, I'm missing my wife. It's lonely out of space. Such a timeless flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Sometimes it's gonna bring me around again to find I'm not the man that think I'm at home. Oh, I'm a rocket man.
Just stunning, simply stunning version of Rocket Man, live from Maida Vale 3, here in the BBC's Maida Vale studios. Sir Elton John singing live for us a little bit more, a little bit later on, to finish the show. We're so looking forward to it, and we are privileged. ...with the travel. Sadly, there's not long left on this programme now, only a quarter of an hour, but I'm delighted to say we're going to spend that time in the company of Sir Elton John here at our Maida Vale studios. So, right over to the big studio next door, and waiting there to play for us, Sir Elton John.
Thank you.
Wonderful Crazy Night, the title track of the new album. Elton John playing live in our Maidenvale studios. It's a great, as I said already, a great album, great power and energy throughout the whole thing.
Well, I hope so. It's got a lot of energy. I've got a lot of energy. And while I have that, I'm going to put it down on record. And we have a lot of energy live, so let's make a record with a lot of energy. And we have done.
Excellent. You really have. The love to make music, the wish, the desire to make music, has that ever kind of waned? Has that ever sort of even slightly gone?
No, there? Music's been a constant in my life ever since I was a young kid. And through the good times and the bad times, it's always been there. And I never stopped making music. I never stopped touring. Even when I was in my darkest hours, it's always been my partner. And it's always gotten me out of my misery. And it's made me... It just inspires me. That's why I like listening to new music. I'm still an anorak, really. I love records. I love collecting vinyl. I love listening to new things. I love music. It's been my other half. Until I met David, it's been my other half.
Of the new artists who are coming up at the moment, who are recording at the moment, who takes your interest?
Well, there's a girl called, I can't remember her name. Some Rose... Rosie Lowe, who I love, and she's got a single coming out soon. She's brand new, she's from Devon, and I love that record. And I think that's going to be a big hit. She's my tip.
Right, tip for the top from Elton John, doesn't come much bigger than that. You were saying earlier on that you're in a good place at the moment.
Yeah.
You're a family man now. How important is that to you?
It's all about the kids now. I mean, everything's about... worked out around half term and when they're going to be in school, when they're out of school. And they are the most important things in my life, in our life. And so they take preference over everything. And, you know, obviously I work, but the work will get less and less. And I'll spend more time with my children growing up. And that's what I want to do. I'll gradually phase things out in a few years, I think.
Well, not soon. Anyway.
Not forever, but I mean, there's a time... when I just want to spend I want to see my kids grow up.
Yeah.
I don't want to schlep anymore, Ken. schlepping to Maida Vale was bad enough, but I go all over the world.
But you're not going to stop. There's no question of you stopping doing touring or anything like that. Just do when you feel like it.
I just don't want to tour so much. Anyway, but that's in the future. But at the moment, it's all about when the boys are out of school, in school, and how much time we can spend with them.
Are you on the school run this afternoon, or have you delegated?
No, because I've got something else to do later on in the day. Right. I've got an interview to do after here, and then I'm going to be at HMV Oxford Street later on, signing records.
You're probably working harder than you ever did in your whole life.
Yeah, I probably am, yeah. But it's, you know, I'm so lucky to do this, and I love it. So I'm not going to complain about it.
Have you got another big secret project on the stocks that you can tell us about or anything?
Well, then it wouldn't be secret, Ken.
I know, but I thought you might just like to share it.
No, I haven't, actually. I'm working on a musical, but I can't tell you what it is yet.
Okay.
And I may be working on another musical after that. So, but there's a new Romeo and Juliet film being made at the moment called Sherlock Gnomes, and that's going to be fantastic. That comes out in 2017. Anyway, I think... I'd like to dedicate this last song, if I can, to my dear friend Terry Wogan, who... Oh. Terry came to our civil partnership, you know, in 2005. And it's the saddest news this week. It's been a terrible year for people dying. So many wonderful, talented people from all sorts of the world of arts. But Terry was very special. He's one of the funniest, driest people. And he made the Eurovision Song Contest. There's no question about it. It became hip because Terry was introducing it. And to his family and to his wife and his children, our love from the band and from David and I. And God bless you, Terry. You are an amazing, amazing guy.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said.
I'd like to dedicate this song to him.
Okay. Please do. Elton John and this last song.
Pretty Ida,
Such a moving moment. Thank you so much. Beautiful live performance of Tiny Dancer, Elton. That was just lovely. And in memory of our old friend Terry Wogan, who's missed. So sadly missed. Thank you for everything you've done for us this morning.
It's been a pleasure. It's been an absolute gas. I haven't played this early for a long, long time, Ken. But for you and for Radio 2, supported the album so well. Thank you very much.
Well, our audience absolutely love you without any question, any hesitation. They
Thank you very much.
Please tell us the names of the bands so that they get their proper
On drums
due.
And vocals, Nigel Olsen.
Great, Nigel.
On bass guitar and vocals, Matt Bissonette.
Right.
On keyboards, Kim Bullard. Yep. On percussion and vocals, John Mahon.
John.
On guitars and vocals, Davy Johnston.
Great, old Davy.
From Edinburgh.
And yourself on keyboards.
Yeah, thank you very much. Singing. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you very much. It's been fabulous, everybody. Thank you so much. Our audience have absolutely loved it. We've had so much response. Well, lovely, lovely stuff. Elton, thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the day and the rest of the year. And now it's just approaching 12 o'clock. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 9:30. Once again, Labby Siffre will have the tracks of my years, two more of those. We'll have Charlie Puth album, his new album, the album of the week. And we'll also...